Hello everybody, this is Rod Sloan and welcome to the January 2010 edition of the No Bull Business Radio Show. First of all, I'd like to wish you a happy and prosperous new year. Happy and prosperous 2010. And I have a special guest today, no less than Kent Huffman, the Chief Marketing Officer of Bearcom Wireless. Kent is an accomplished marketing executive and father of systematic marketing, an empirical, best practice-based model for business-to-business environments. He also served time at AT&T and was head of global communications at Perro Systems. And Kent is well known on the CMO circuit, and really I wanted to chat to him about how he sees sales and marketing working better together. How can they create alignment? So over to my interview with Kent Huffman.
So today I have Kent Huffman on the line. Hello, Kent.
Hi, Rod. How you doing?
I am well, thank you. Now, for those who don't know, Kent is the CMO at Bearcom Wireless, who are based in Dallas, Texas. Correct me if I'm wrong, Kent, but Bearcom are a reseller of wireless technology. Is that right?
That's exactly right.
Okay. So I'm intrigued. When we're talking about this concept of sales and marketing alignment, how's that working for you in Bearcom, and what's been your experience of that?
Well, I'm an old marketing guy from many years back. I've been doing this for about 30 years, and very often I get asked that question. You know, what keeps you interested in marketing for so long, and how do you keep your interest in the profession for that many years? And the driving forces behind my career is the interest in keeping it interesting and compelling and fun. And one of the biggest challenges is the whole sales and marketing alignment issue has always been in my career. And I've had the same challenge at every company I've worked before. And I started addressing it about 10 years ago when I was working for Perro Systems in terms of how we could better integrate the sales and marketing efforts within that company and refine that process. And what I'm using at Bearcom today, I think, is a fairly easy to understand, fairly succinct way to approach that challenge. And there's a lot of ways that we go about doing that now. But do you want me to go ahead and talk about those now?
Just before we go into that, how can you tell if, you're inside an organization, how well your sales and marketing is aligned? Is that just sort of casual stuff? Is it comments you hear people say, or is it something more scientific or detailed or data-driven or data-driven that you feel, if I can see that, that means things aren't as sweet as they should be?
I think there's two ways to look at it. One is from a cultural point of view, and that in terms of how the company is organized, how they perceive the marketing and sales roles in terms of importance to the company and how they interact with each other. And the other one, to your point, is the data-driven side of it. And I think both of those are important to have not only a cultural view of sales and marketing and how they work together, but the data back it up. How's that data measured? How are decisions made based on that data and so forth?
Okay. So how have you gone about trying to improve that or start the alignment in Bearcom and other places you've worked, Kent?
Well, my position here is pretty much typical of any marketing position. I'm responsible for strategy and tactics, mm-hmm. And all the way from the website and direct mail pieces to the catalog and so forth. But one of the things I made really clear to the leadership here when I came on board was one of the ways I thought I could help the company be successful, probably the most important way I could help the company be successful going forward, was to make sure that we all shared the same goals and then we all worked towards those goals together. And then we measured those goals and adjusted our performance based on those goals. And most of that wrapped around the sales and marketing relationship. So what we did here, when I came on board, I've been here about 4 years, almost 4 years. And one of the first things I did was meet with the leaders of each of the various departments, primarily spending most of my time with the sales team, with the VP of sales and our regional directors who manage the sales operations across the country, and talk to them about the challenges that they had with the sales marketing alignment. How could we do a better job of bringing those two groups together to make them more successful? And from that evolved the strategy and tactics that we've been using for the past 3 to 4 years. And from that developed a marketing dashboard, which is the main, back to your question about data, is the main tool that I use now to make sure that we keep everything on track. And if we're missing in a certain area, to be able to make adjustments and get back on track. And that dashboard does a number of things, and all the way from looking at how many inbound phone calls we had in a given day, week, or month, how many sales leads were generated, how many of those leads actually turned into revenue, into business for our company, how many shopping cart transactions we had on our website. So it covers 32 different specific metrics that we track each and every month. Most of them are tracked monthly, some of them weekly.
Okay. So you've spoken there about the data solution or a technology solution. How have you tackled the culture solution? So how have you helped or encouraged marketing people and salespeople to be more aligned? I mean, they're different beasts, aren't they? So how can they work together better, do you feel?
I think it really all comes down to communication, like anything else. And two things, communication and then shared compensation. And maybe even with the addition of process management. But biggest key being communication. So in the very beginning, like I mentioned before, making sure that the marketing and sales teams are aligned in terms of conversations. We meet every month in our executive committee meeting. One of the things we talk about is that subject. How is marketing and sales doing together to move the company forward? What areas can we improve on? And then we look at the metrics each month and make adjustments, like I mentioned before. And then I also mentioned compensation. I think that's an important piece of this puzzle as well. Mm. My compensation as individual and my team are both based primarily on the performance of sales of the company. So there's five different pieces that we look at in terms of our bonus programs. And four of those five are based on sales-driven metrics that we have a direct impact on. And I mentioned before the shopping cart transactions. We also look at sales leads, again, that have ended up resulting in sales, rental leads, and okay. things like that.
And what was the reaction of your marketing people when you brought in that new compensation package? Were they enthusiastic about that, Kent? Or?
Well, not really. It was a mixed reaction. I think the initial reaction was, well, we've never done it this way before, and why are we doing it this way? But I think once we walked them through the process and helped them understand why it was important, and they really saw the value of where this could go and that they could make an impact, and not only on the company but their wallet as well. And I think then it turned from that question mark or the concern to excitement that, wow, we can really make a difference and, you know, we can really impact our own bonus and not just have it based on how the company does as a whole, but how we can impact, the sales process itself. So it turned into a very good thing.
Okay. Now, you mentioned you've been with Burcon for 4 years. So how long after you were there did you feel we're getting close to this work, sales and marketing alignment? Are you close there now? So I guess the question is, how long should a CMO or a CSO expect that journey to take of sales and marketing alignment?
When I first came on board, I put together a 30-month plan, and it wasn't really just an arbitrary number. I actually took a look at where the company was at the time and where we all agreed it needed to be and wanted to set realistic expectations of how long it would take. So I said, you know, it's going to be a 2 to 3 year process to get us all the way to where we need to be. And set that expectation. And it took about 36 months. I've been here, like I said, almost 4 years. And we've gone to some other things, you know, since then. But I think that's a big key, and I'm glad you raised that point. But I think it's important to set realistic expectations because it doesn't happen overnight. It's a cultural change, usually, mindset change. And you also have to build some history so you can look at where you started and where you've been, and that takes a period of time as well. So I'd say 24, 30, 36 months.
Okay. Now, for some of our listeners who are maybe thinking of starting out on this journey, what would you suggest they do first? What's the sort of first key things they need to do, Kent?
I would suggest the first thing would be for marketing to take the initiative, to go to your CEO or president and or your sales leader and sit down and say, hey, look, let's get together, let's develop a strategy where we can both win and make sure that our teams are lined up together. And then put together, as I mentioned before, a marketing dashboard so you can measure progress, work with the sales team and the C-level folks to develop a good strategy and a program going forward. And most important thing is keep the lines of communication open because that's where it always breaks down. Even if you have a good plan and you start off down the right path, if you don't stay on top of it and make sure that there's regular conversations about how to improve and move the program forward, it will fail. So make sure that those lines of communication are always open.
Okay. And if you could travel back 4 years now and tell Kent 4 years ago the knowledge you have now, what's the one piece of advice you'd give to people to say, don't do this or do that? What's the one thing you've learned through that experience, Kent, you'd like to share with people about this sales and marketing alignment journey?
I'd say, as I mentioned before, set realistic expectations, work really hard at making sure that the sales and marketing teams understand each other, try to get inside each other's heads. I think it's one of the things that I would have liked to have done a better job in the very beginning would be to actually go out in the field, not only talk to sales leadership, but actually work with the people in the field. I think if I had to do it all over again, that's one thing I would do differently. So if you have the luxury and the budget to be able to go out in the field and actually make calls with salespeople, I think that could be a huge help, because then you really understand the challenges that they face every day and how marketing can help bridge that gap. I'd say that's probably the biggest thing I would do differently.
Okay. Well, Kent, I'd like to thank you for your time today. Before I let you go, I just ask you to share with us any resources you might have online where people can find out more about you and or Burcom. Where should they go, Kent?
Well, obviously the best place to go is rodsloan.com. That would be number one on my list. And then, of course, I'm also a member of the CMO Council, and the CMO Council published a really good report that I think that your listeners would be interested in. If you go to cmocouncil.com, and there's a search box at the top, and just type in Closing the Gap, okay. GAP, great report that they published about this very subject. So I would take the time to take a look at that. And then you and I, before the call, talked a little bit about Christine Crandall. I would recommend going to her website as well. It's christinecrandall.com. Great expert on sales and marketing alignment. I've actually met her in person. Terrific person. So if you get a chance, go look at her website and read through her information. I think that would be a big help as well. And if you're interested in what we do at Bearcom, it's BEARCOM.com.
And do you have any resources yourself, Kent, that people can access online?
I'm very active in social media, yeah. In trying to build a marketing community on Twitter. So you can go to my website, KentHuffman.com, or just go to Twitter and search for my name, and you'll see that I spend a lot of my time talking about marketing issues, one of which is sales and marketing alignment, and have a lot of discussions about that. And I do some guest blogging on several different websites. I don't have my own blog at this point, but I am very active on Twitter. So if you're interested in continuing the discussion, be happy to talk to you there.
And I suggest for our listeners today, if you're not following Kent on Twitter, you should do. You'll see a wonderful picture of that young man on there, and you'll be delighted to get his regular tweets. So, Kent, all I have to say really is thank you very much for your time today and sharing with us your knowledge and experience of making sales and marketing work better together. Thank you.
Thank you, Rod. I enjoyed it.